Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Dave of Oregon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I thought after the elections, maybe things would calm down a little bit, but the Republicans just never seem to quit from what I've seen, from Ted Cruz outright lying on the floor about where all the stimulus money, you know, saying it's going to our criminals and our illegal aliens, and then, you know, Republicans trying to suppress votes. But my biggest concern right now is, according to what I understand, and Matt, you probably know more than I do, each state in the stimulus package is going to get money to use how they want. And from what I've gathered is now Voss and the Republicans want to have a say where this money is going to go, which essentially means instead of going like where it's intended to the people, Voss will now start running that money to his big donors. Am I being paranoid about this, or is that a very real possibility?
No, I mean, there's a lot of truth to what you say, Dave. Here's the deal. It is being dispensed. Now, remember, some of this is unemployment comp supplement, and it's $300 a week till Labor Day. And it's be very hard for any state to try to divert that away from that purpose. I think that would be fraud. But remember, $1.9 trillion is a big number. It's a big number. The unemployment comp is, let's say it's a couple hundred billion. The concern, you're exactly right. The gerrymandered, illegitimate Wisconsin legislature. Remember, these are policy mules for the Republican donor cartel. People have got to understand that. There's no independent thinking there. They don't all want to vote for everything they do, but they'll get a visit. You do this, you better line up, boy. You do this, or there is going to be a primary opponent financed by 500 grand or a million out of Illinois or somewhere else. And they're going to take the bark off the tree, and you are not going to survive politically. And then they weep and they gnash their teeth and they do it. So what could happen? This bill will go through because they have a gerrymandered majority. Evers will veto it. They do not have a veto-proof majority. They will go to court. Possibly they will go to court to say somehow because of the lame duck laws that the Supreme Court ratified with the Republican majority in the Supreme Court, Voss is the governor. Voss is the governor one of his assistants is the attorney general. Evers is ceremonial. Call is ceremonial. That is the new face of Wisconsin democracy. That's what they're going to say. So what's going to happen is, I do not think that that is going to work out for them in court, but they will try to divert the money. You're absolutely right. If Voss had a chance, it's not going to go to small restaurants. It's not going to go to people who need it. Any money that he can do will be distributed the way Trump distributed it. And remember, everything associated with Trump is fraud. Trump University was a fraud. He defrauded people. It was in his DNA. And that's what would happen out here. So the status is, yes, they're introducing legislation. Yes, it will pass because of the gerrymandered majority. Evers will veto it. They don't have a veto-proof majority, but it'll go into the courts in all likelihood. Now, some of it, when it comes to vaccine distribution, look what's happening in Florida. DeSantis, a right-wing Republican governor, very dishonest individual, is steering a lot of vaccination centers to areas where his voters are, which tend to be more upscale type of areas. So if you're in somewhere in Naples or a gated community somewhere, you yawn, you walk, you have lunch, and then you walk down to this thing. There's hardly any line, and oh yeah, let me stick it in your arm. But if you go to an urban area, you go to an area with a lot of people who vote, frankly, are not as affluent and vote Democratic. It's vaccine. What's the vaccine? Yeah, take a bus ride 3 hours and go find it. Or here's a line, snakes around the block, and you say, well, but I need childcare. I got to get to work. Whatever. Well, too bad. So sad. So there's that kind of stuff. Yes, Voss could try to interfere that way, steer it to counties where Republicans win, that kind of thing. I don't trust him, and I don't trust the Republicans. So stand by. This has got to be on everybody's agenda, in everybody's consciousness. The Republicans will try to get their hands on the money. The Republicans, they're like ants on honey. You spill honey on the floor, suddenly you have ants swarm out of places you didn't know you had them. You know, you have a wounded calf and suddenly a pack of wolves shows up out of the forest. Those are the Republicans, the ants and the wolves. They have to be driven back, beaten back continuously, always, always, continuously. Dave, thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate it. I'll tell you, you know, there is a paranoia in the fever swamps of the far right. I've always known that. I mean, you take a look at January 6th, you take a look at the insurrection. Guys are storming the Capitol with no purpose. I mean, to what? They're going to what? Kill Nancy Pelosi, hang Mike Pence, declare the certification unconstitutional. And so everybody around the country is going to go, oh, okay. Okay. All of the financial district in New York's going to go, okay. Silicon Valley is going to go, okay. All the universities in this country are going to go, okay. They would be executed for murder. It had no purpose. It was stupid. Well, I saw an interview that takes the cake the other day on CNN. A guy, a Trumper, writes in and says that he feels that Anderson Cooper has to be executed. So CNN decided, okay, we'll interview this guy. And the guy was passive, moon-faced, kind of just in a monotone, matter-of-factly, without any thought of what he was saying. And they asked him, all right, you think Anderson Cooper should be assassinated? Yeah, I do. Okay. How? Well, we should, you know, cut his head off. Okay. And anybody else should be assassinated. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that Hillary Clinton should be. And then he said Joe Biden should be and Barack Obama should be. And matter of factly, like, he can say this. That was a felony, by the way. Threatening that is a felony. He didn't look like he had all his marbles. Okay. He didn't look like he had all his marbles. But the fact is, when you have people like that who are willing to say things like that, and then consider this, going around the internet over the weekend, somebody posted, maybe it was a joke, I don't know, said, quote, Hillary Clinton was arrested by Navy SEALs on Trump's order, and she's in Guantanamo Bay right now facing a trial for treason. So Trump issued the order, even though he hasn't been president for a month and a half, and the military grabs somebody despite the judicial system and due process, and nobody heard about it in the conventional press. This thing went around all over the internet, and not as a joke. Maybe some of it was a joke. What I'm getting, I'm telling you, is that people that listen to programs like this and stations like this are up on the issues. You may be up on more issues or some issues more than others, that kind of thing. But you care. And you care about getting at the truth. And you have a strong opinion. But there is a swamp out there of people who are simply by saying something absolutely stupid, absolutely false, circulate it and begin to believe it. I think there are some people out there who think that Hillary Clinton was arrested and is in Guantanamo right now that really believe it. I think that there are some people out there who think that it is okay to execute in the United States now. We're not talking about the commie Ruskies, Chi-Coms, Jihad, the Norks. That's where that happens. Africa, Asia. No. The United States. They think that that is something that is okay. That is okay. And you can't go around arresting everybody who says this stuff. You don't want to arrest people for opinions, but when they threaten violence, you absolutely do and should. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Most people discount this stuff. QAnon. So a lot of the people who follow QAnon actually believe that there is this ring under a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C. And Democrats are there. They actually believe it. They really believe it. And then a few of them convert and they get away and they go, I realized it was false. What, you realize it was false? I mean, do you have any school at all? Do you read? I mean, do you read any paper? No. Do you watch any news? Yeah. I don't believe it. This level of paranoia and disassociation is very, very dangerous. And it's on, and you should understand that that is what is happening. That is what is happening. There is a very interesting poll that came out of New York City. Now, why do I say New York City? New York City is important. The mayor race in New York City yields a national leader. A national leader. De Blasio, not my cup of tea. This isn't the guy I would vote for, but, you know, he's a national leader. They have a June primary, Democratic primary, which will determine who is the mayor. Andrew Yang, ahead with 32%. Eric Adams, 19%. He's the Brooklyn Borough president, and he's the guy kind of rough around the edges who went up to another candidate and said, be careful, this is like a prison. You could get a shiv in the yard. Shiv is a knife in prison. People didn't like that. I don't like that. I don't want Eric Adams. Maya Wiley is in third place. You've seen her on MSNBC, 9%. Teaches at Fordham, very nice person. I think Andrew Yang may be mayor of New York. Andrew Yang. Remember the guy that ran for president? He wore a button that said math to try to gin up an Asian thing that somehow he was good at math until he made an arithmetic mistake on his financial filing of his donations. I mean, Andrew Yang is sort of a media guy. I like the guy. I like his personality. He's young. He's ambitious. I have no idea what kind of mayor of New York he's going to be. But right now he's at 32% in a very crowded field, very crowded field. Andrew Yang, the guy that you were used to seeing at debates, saying we should give everybody an income for life, he is likely to be the mayor of New York. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. There are people on the line. Do not hang up. As soon as I get back from the break, we're going right to the lines. Be back right after the break.